Gino, your troubleshooter today, your talk show host, filling in for Deborah Duncan on News Radio 740 KTRH. Always love to be in Houston for you exclusively. Victor's got a comment on Scientology. I'm going to go back to an ex-Scientologist of 27 years. But Victor, you called in. We're using our national number today, my number, which is 866-966-HELP, so my people will screen the call, 866-966-4357. That's toll-free. Hey, Mike, did he drop off? Did line one drop off or not? Yes? Okay, I'm sorry. Then we'll take Lucy. Lucy, go ahead. What is your question, Lucy?
I was wanting to know more about the Xenu.
Xenu. What have you heard about Xenu? I don't know what that is, Lucy.
Xenu is supposed to be some evil alien 75 million years ago that Scientology believes in.
Okay, Michael.
Yes.
Okay, we covered the basic of Scientology and Dianetics, that they basically want to clear your reactive mind so you can think clearer, and they say that they want to bring clearer thinkers, and then you will go to a higher plane eventually. L. Ron Hubbard was this eternal soul that's been looking for the truth and found it and is sharing it. And that what is this Xenu?
Well, first you have to remember in the context that Scientology and Dianetics believe that the things that are affecting you or are causing you problems happened to you in the past.
Okay.
And sometimes the way far past, millions of years ago.
And they've become ingrained in us.
Yes.
In our being.
Yes.
Okay.
So, the Xenu story, and I don't usually get into the Xenu story because I think it sort of polarizes people. And it's not really necessary to understanding how Scientology is a fraud, but I'll go into it. And I read this stuff in Hubbard's handwriting. It's been released on the net. Xenu was basically 75 million years ago. He was kind of a galactic leader or a galactic overlord. He was over a confederation of 75 planets or something like that. He had a population problem. There was 200 billion people on each of these 75 planets, and they couldn't control it anymore. He decided that the solution to this problem was to kill off large swaths of these people.
Sounds like his science fiction book. Okay, and then what?
Very much like his science fiction book.
Okay.
Supposedly, this ruler called a bunch of these people in for tax audits and killed them using a mixture of alcohol and glycol, stuffed them, these dead bodies with their spiritual beings attached, stuffed them into rocket planes, which looked exactly like DC-8s, flew them to Earth, and all these bodies of these billions upon billions of people were stacked around volcanoes on planet Earth. Then Xenu had hydrogen bombs dropped on these volcanoes, exploding and basically destroying with the hydrogen blast all these bodies of all these people. But their spirits were still there. In other words, the spiritual beings were still there, and they were confused by all this blast, and they were sucked into a kind of an electronic trap. Then all these billions of souls were shown pictures for 36 days, and the pictures consisted of things like religion and like society, trains, airplanes, automobiles, those kinds of things, very similar to our own society now. And it was shown over and over to them for 36 days. And when they were kicked out of this, they were all confused as to their own identity and to the identity of others. And they sort of grouped themselves together into clusters. Further goes on that all these billions of spiritual beings are actually the substance of our bodies today and are the things that cause us these problems. So a Scientologist...
So that's how Earth was populated, basically?
Well, that's how a lot of the spiritual beings came to be here, yes.
Okay, so now we're talking to Michael Tilsey. He is an ex-Scientologist of 27 years. He says he knows a lot about the church. Now, here's I guess, we have to take another quick break, but I want to get into the fraud part. You know, there is so much controversy surrounding this church. They say they want a civilization without insanity, without criminals, without war, and all of that. And I want to know what's so wrong with that, and what is the actual fraud going on, and what is their basic, What is their basic game? What are they going to gain by this? Wealth? Popularity? 866-966-HELP. More coming right up.